the part of the whole project took one image and broke it into a bunch of smaller squares. Each artist then took a piece.
The art piece that I did was part of his hair and his hat. And I got an eyebrow. And I did the left eye in a kind of blue and yellow.
I did a portion of, I think it was his lower right lapel.
And I did the upper left eyebrow and part of the forehead.
And I contributed part of the hair on the left-hand side.
And I did the lower part of the jaw.
It turned out that it was part of the jacket.
So a bunch of artists took part. But did any of them really know the end result?
I had no idea what I was drawing. I had no idea what the final image was going to be.
I had no idea. Thought it was going to be something that looked underwater or something.
You know, I had no idea, honestly.
Looked very abstract.
But I had no idea what it was going to look like when it was all put together.
We didn't tell anybody until we, you know, kind of unveiled it.
Bonnie and Bill Fleming are a father-daughter team that organized the project. At the end of the process, they gathered with the group of artists to assemble the individual pieces in Rapid City's Art Alley.
You didn't think it would come together, though. That was pretty.
No, when we were getting the squares back, you know, like I said, every piece was remarkable and every piece was beautiful, but I wasn't sure that the chaos was going to come together. I didn't, you know, there just was so much difference from tile to tile that I wasn't confident in it. And we didn't get to see it laid out until the day, you know, we were still collecting pieces as we were gluing them down. So,
you know, you're seeing the individual pieces, and then you just have to step back maybe 10, 15 feet, and then
there was just kind of a collective realization all at once. And
expletives.
Yeah, there was.
There were expletives deleted. It's beep, Jimi Hendrix.
The final result is an image of the late 60s guitar icon Jimi Hendrix. It's a mix of many different mediums, but the hodgepodge works. All the individual takes coalesce into the whole. For many of the artists, the end result was a delightful surprise.
I am stunned at how beautiful it is.
I thought it was a great way to get lots of different artists together from all over the country to do a piece that would be seen in public.
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal. Yeah. I couldn't believe that it looks like it was planned, but it obviously no one had any idea what it was going to look like.
It's such a cohesive piece, though there's so much dramatic difference between the tiles and the styles and the mediums. It came together really incredibly.
And I love the idea that individual art and individual creativity lends itself to the whole community, both in economic and in socioeconomic ways. And I think that this was a really cool illustration of that in the very literal form. And I just hope that Rapid City continues to do these cool things.
You know, it was fun to just do a collaborative work like that where there's no real artist or ego going on. There's a whole bunch of us, you know, collaborating on this piece, and we don't even really know what it is. Sort of an anthill kind of effect, you know, a bunch of people not really knowing the big picture, and then it comes together.
Well, I was thinking about how it really was a project in faith. You know, we had to have faith in the project, for one thing. You know, then we had to have faith in the people we handed those boards to, that they were going to return them. I think they had to have faith in us to have the, you know, a design there or something. You know, it was just, we all had to trust each other.
Bonnie Fleming, an organizer of Part of the Whole, believes the piece fits with the spirit of Rapid City's Art Alley.
The alley itself is a big collaborative art piece, in my opinion, and it's constantly changing. And if you put a piece up there, you have to have faith in the other people involved that it's going to stay there or be respected or be covered up by something better. And it was a nice piece to be able to put in there to make the statement of, like, let's all do this thing together and respect it. And
yeah.
You can find an image of the final piece of art on our website, or you can go down to Rapid City's Art Alley and view it firsthand. But remember, all of the pieces in Art Alley are temporary. If you miss this one, organizers Bonnie and Bill Fleming say they're planning another project in the future that will involve a different image and even more artists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.